Hello, and welcome to the Chronicles of a Dreamworker, a podcast dedicated to exploring and sharing the stories of what happens on the other side when we close our eyes. I'm your host and creator, Katie Thompson. I'm a lifelong intuitive and creative storyteller. I'm also a dreamworker. In this episode, we're going to talk about the structure of dreamwork and what exists between our waking and dreaming consciousness and why it is important. I developed this structural theory of dreamwork based on my own experiences and the studies of others in the fields of dreamwork and psychology. Starting from the psychodynamic perspective, Freud thought there were two different types of content in dreams. There is the latent content, which is the underlying unconscious feelings and thoughts. There's also the manifest content, which is made up of a combination of the latent thoughts and what is actually being seen in our dream. Our dreams help us process conscious and unconscious thoughts, but I believe this structure of how we switch from the present to the underlying consciousness also directly shapes our dreams and how we quote unquote travel between these realms. An outline of the structure looks a lot like this. I fall asleep here in this realm. During my sleep, my consciousness goes to other realms to do other things, and vice versa. And bridging the two expanses are what I call the in-between. Like a Venn diagram, the in-between is where everything crosses over and comes together. It is important to remember that everyone has their own dream language and relation to symbolism in their dreams. The in-between for me is literally a world where I travel and wake up and go to sleep between the different realms. When I'm in the in-between, I can usually understand that I am there, regardless if I am consciously awake or not. I can make decisions and change things. I have conscious and unconscious awareness that allows engagement with what I'm dreaming of. Sometimes I become aware of the two connecting when I'm in the middle of an activity in my dreams. I kind of come to and realize that I've connected the waking realm and the dream realm while I'm still here in the in-between. For me, when I leave the dream consciousness and wake up here, I obviously don't remember everything, and that also happens in reverse. When we cross into the dream realm, we don't always remember everything from this waking existence. I think it happens for many different reasons, but I can't help but examine the contrast and similarities when I compare the structure of my dreams with how Freud describes our consciousness. To better understand the structure of the in-between and what it's like to experience this as a dream worker, I'd like to share this week's dream narrative with you. The crowd roars. I can see their faces as the bright lights begin to fade to dark. The curtains shut. She thought I wouldn't see her in the sea of people, but she still wanted me to. She always loved the element of surprise, thinking she could knock me off balance that way. The hall is filled with people that begin to rise and shuffle towards the exits. I turn stage left and exit into the shadows. The side of the stage is empty, save for an assistant quickly passing through. I've had enough. I walk back further behind the stage and push through the steel double doors, letting them slam shut behind me. The crisp, cool air hits my skin and fills my lungs as I breathe deeply. There are too many people out front for me to go that way and not be noticed. I don't have the energy nor desire to make a scene. Instead, I'd rather stare at the stars shining on the expanse of the field in front of me. What if I just took off into it? I wondered. Knowing I don't have much of a choice, I go back in through the steel doors. I grab my coat from my dressing area and move past the stage towards the front of the building. People are milling and slowly filing out the doors, but I need to move quickly. I hear their whispers in astonishment as I weave through the crowd. I smile quickly in acknowledgement, but I keep pressing forwards towards the large sliding glass doors. They open, and I climb down the concrete steps to the roadside and wave for a taxi. Thankfully, one arrives almost instantly, as it must have waited nearby for the crowds to disperse. I get in the back seat and slam the door shut behind me. I feel her gaze and turn to look through the window to see her blank face glaring at me through the crowd like a ghost. "Airport, please," I request, almost breathless. "As fast as you can manage." With that, we zip off into traffic. I turn to watch the road ahead as the night unfolds before us. The driver is a kind, jovial man with dark hair and a matching full mustache. His voice is deep and his laugh is comforting. He's the type to have a photo of his wife and grandchildren proudly taped to his dash, and he did. I was grateful for his compassion as he obviously sensed my tension. I relaxed a bit as we crossed the long bridge over the waterway into the city. Its tall buildings shone like glittering mountains in the moonlight. I knew I'd be back, the city in between, where I spend my time bridging my different lives and also forgetting them. Every so often, I'd look out the rear window behind us, worried her face would appear out of thin air, grotesquely chasing me away from my sanity. I pulled up my coat hood as a shiver shot down my spine. I let myself get lost in the comfort of the driver's voice again. Before I knew it, we arrived to the airport and pulled into the garage terminal. I climbed out and thanked the driver before we went our separate ways. "I'm almost free," I thought. "I'm almost where I know she can't find me." I hurried down the concrete path towards the passenger gates, following a small line of folks just ahead of me. I pressed my right hand into my coat pocket to feel my slim wallet, making sure I had it readily available. I approached the entry door, and as I turn in, I open my eyes to find the side of my face pressed into my pillow, my husband's side of the bed already empty for the morning. I turn over, rub my eyes, and realize that once again, it was just a dream. Or was it? That concludes this episode of Chronicles of a Dreamworker. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to hear from you and hear more about your own experiences, so drop me a message at dreamworkerchronicles@gmail.com. Be sure to like and subscribe if you're catching this on YouTube, and be sure to follow along on your favorite podcast platforms. Wishing you sweet dreams. Chronicles of a Dreamworker is a Black Swamp production.